the buzzword is Wi-Fi, wireless internet access, so people can plunk down on a park bench or at a table in a restaurant and get their email or do some surfing. Duluth Mayor Herb Bergson says it's not a big expense for a city to offer it, yet he sees big returns from visitors.
So that they won't lose touch with their company, their employees, their email, connection with the internet and the world. And also, it's a guide. It's an opportunity for them to find out about local programming, what movie is playing, what play is at the theater.
This week, Duluth will join a handful of other Midwestern cities who are using this tech-friendly way as an economic development tool. Marty Weintraub of Doodah Day Incorporated says this is a way to show visitors that the city is tech-savvy.
To send a message to those who are already investing in the Duluth experience, making a point to tell them, hey, you know what? We're building viable infrastructure here. Why don't you call your secretary and say, hey, send my things up here. I'm moving.
There is a rub. Scott Meske of the Municipal Electric Utilities of Wisconsin says Wi-Fi isn't controversial when it's limited to hotspots like a park or a district. But he says internet and cable companies get upset if they think cities are competing against them.
We're very encouraged by cities like Duluth and Milwaukee and some of the smaller ones like Sun Prairie and Wapaka. They're raising the issue of broadband deployment, of access to high-speed internet, and then tying that together with what means the most to those communities, and that's economic development.
A new state law set to go into effect next month places limits on local governments wanting to offer internet access on a high-speed scale. Meske says the final word could come from the Federal Communications Commission, which may deal with the issue of broadband access for all citizens. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.